happens when I hear Narottamatta. It's a very important topic. I'd like to discuss with you not so much the specific detail of exactly what place should align in place, but rather go back to the fundamentals, back to the basics, and discuss what kind of mitzvah, what's the nature of the mitzvah of their kind. The Gemara tells us in the Sefer Shabbos, Mother Abana, Mitzvah Chanukah, Ner Yishuvayla. The mitzvah is a mitzvah which is incumbent upon a man and his home. Many the Gemara goes on to explain that there are extra levels above the basic level. These extra levels are known as Mahakrin and Mahakrin Bina Mahakrin. Mahakrin is called Nehra Kolek of Yehud, and Mahakrin Bina Mahakrin is most of all. Mahakrin and Mahakrin start from 1 to 8, and Mahakrin itself is Nehra Kolek of Yehud. Instead of having one Nehra for the whole household, you have a Nehra for each and every member of the household. That's what the Gemara says. The machlokas between Tosfos and the Rambam as far as the relationship between the Mahadrin and the Mahadrin Min HaMahad. According to Tosfos, once the higher level of Mahadrin Min HaMahadrin was instituted, the original level of Mahadrin is history. It no longer exists. And for good reasons and so on. What does Mahadrin Min HaMahadrin mean? You go up from 1 to 8 in order to designate which Mahadrin it is. Now, if you go from 1 to 8, it's clear in 1 minute what Mahadrin it is. It's 1 is the first time, it's 8 is the 8th time, and everything in between. But that's only so if we restrict the mitzvah to one mare per household. So this is one the first, nine, eight the last, nine, and everything in between. However, if you attempt to fulfill the mitzvah of Mahadrin, this is going to make it impossible to fulfill the Mahadrin Bina Mahadrin. In other words, if you have 8 candles, it's not clear which Mahadrin it is. It could be 1, 2, 4, or 8. All depending on how many people live in the house. See, 8 candles, it could be the first night in their 8 in the house. It could be the second night in their 4 in the house. It could be the fourth night in their 2 in the house. Or give you the eighth time in the fourth time. So you can't tell. So the Yubabako and the Hajj Min HaMahadrin in their attempt to fulfill the Hajj. So says Tosa. And Tosa is a Shulchan. If you also carve Hajj in the Tosa. The Rambam, however, has a different approach. The Rambam says that the Hajj Min HaMahadrin do not supersede or cancel out the Mahadrin. Rather, it is superimposed upon the Mahadrin, and you fulfill both simultaneously. Mahadrin and Mahadrin Min HaMahadrin. How so? Is there on top? The Baal HaBayis likes Ner Chanukah. How many neighbors does he like? As many nights of Chanukah as I've had in one place, multiplied by the number of the members of the household. So if there are 10 men in the household, you'll go from 10 on the first night until 80 on the last night. From 10 to 80, so that's the Rambam. So according to the Rambam, the Mahajan and the Mahajan is a higher level which is superimposed upon the Mahajan. Of course, the question will be raised against the Rambam. How can you tell what night of Hanukkah it is? You can't tell. It's impossible to know. Unless you know how many people live in the household. I don't really know. After all, the Gemara teaches us that the seal of Ner Hanukkah is Tzitzuma Yisa. And clearly, the Gemara is Tzitzuma Yisa to the people in the street. That's why there's a certain limit to the time before the ritual of people are still walking in the street. How does a person walk in the street to know how many people live in a house? You really can't tell by looking at it, all the areas that are there, what that Hanukkah is. So presumably the rabbis are saying, that's not a mean that you have to have it to know by the number of candles how many people live in the house that everyone should know that. No. As long as internally you increase from 1 to 8, even to multiple, and therefore the argument with those other kind of Hanukkah is no matter, as long as you go up from 1 to 8, even if it be times 2, times 10, times 5, whatever it may be, you still have a fulfillment of the Mahajan and the Mahajan, as well as the Mahajan. Both of them have to be known to be on them, but the two are not compatible. The Rambam says, as long as you go from 1 to 8, even to multiple, and people from the outside can't tell what matter is, it doesn't make a difference. You still fulfill the Mahajan and the Mahajan, and you also fulfill the Mahajan. This is the Mahajan. The Rambam, whom we follow, and the Ashkenaz follow, has a third method of the fulfillment of the mitzvah of Ner Hanukkah. That's the Rambam, and Sina Tafrei Chayim Aleph. The way to fulfill the mitzvah is follows. You go from 1 to 8, as the Shulchan Aruch records, but then the Rambam is, each and every member of the household light for himself. The four printed in every regular Shulchan Aruch, there are four printed daily from all. The four said Rabba. What the four had in mind, that the Rabba, like the Rabba, in the sense that he believed that you can have Mahajan and Mahajan and Mahajan. Did I go? However, as has been pointed out in the later commentary, the Rambam is not at all the same as the Rambam. According to the Rambam, one person likes as many nights as there, times the number of members of the household. Only one person likes. But according to the Rambam, every person likes. Every member of the house, with some exceptions, they can discuss later. That's right. Now, on that one, we have to be every person tonight, separate. This is something very new. If you look in the Rishonim, all the way from the time of the Tzur lived in the 14th century, you will not find any mention of this custom whatsoever. To my knowledge, and of course the others who looked as well, asked that it doesn't exist. Either find Tolkien's view, that we no longer have Mahajan at all, or the Rabbi's view, that the Mahajan is fulfilled by one person lighting the number of nights that are passed by the number of members of the house. This idea of having every person might come to himself does not go back that far. As a matter of fact, there are models accused by some of making a grievous error, a terrible mistake, and leading Claudius Rome into innumerable wrongs of the Rambam. sin, when a person lights candles in the house, the mitzvah has been fulfilled, the basic core mitzvah has been fulfilled, mitzvah is kind of an issue based on. When that person lights, the mode that that person is fulfilling is that he's either a mitzvah. We don't find a bracha on either mitzvah. A bracha on a mitzvah tzara. We don't find a bracha on either mitzvah. And therefore, the claim is made that there are only three mistakes. And we watch out. There are brachas that are only made every night of Hanukkah by innumerable, well-meaning Jews who have been misled by the Rambam. Printed in a paper called Shulchan Gaudium Effecta, and most of you don't have it, is quoted in the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan has been a subject I am for the Gaudium Effecta, who says, Yesh, Shehir Ishu Al-Rambam. They made a lot of noise, a lot of rash at the Rambam made a big mistake. So before we discuss whether it's a mistake or not, let's go back in history. What changed? Was the Rambam the first person to make the stop? No mention of the quorum. The Rambam who lived in the 1500s? Nowhere. It's not like the Rambam to make things up on the fifth of God. Not like it. So there are more to not to show it off, but as a tool, on the bottom of the tool is the very short of Dake Moshe. The Dake Moshe, in fact, the original source of the Gospel of Sodom, which are new, there are more than that found in the Shomar. And sure enough, he quotes someone. I'm not sure who the person is. Maybe something to the reader should find out to me what it is. He quotes Maharaj Mitra, not the Maharaj Mitra that you don't know about, the Maharaj, Mehrei Alam, Dover Alam came for you. What name is all about? Maharaj Mitra. Even in the new tour, they don't tell you which state they were sitting in, they just tell you, you don't know it. The show is a very big part of it. Next, there's the Moravian, Maharani Grah. And the Maharani Grah says, what changed? What changed is this. In the talk of the Gemara is a man that we light the Nehra Hanukkah in the street. The simple shot in the street. Our Pesach based on the Bahut, says the Gemara. So if you have a face in the street, you put the Nehra Hanukkah outside in the street, and there's a whole discussion, where exactly do you put it? It must be within a tefah, very small area, farther than this, within a tefah of the doorpost, and it speaks to the Gemara on the left side walking in. When you walk to the house, the mezuzah is on the right, and the Nehra Hanukkah is on the left, and it's around a little bit. For this reason, as we mentioned before, there is certain very strict limitations as to whether you should light the Nehra Hanukkah, because you want to fulfill the mitzvah for so many people to treat the light of the tree. Commentary points out, and Dr. Shabbat on our house on the page, that even in talks at the time, go back further, before the tour, they used to light the mitzvah. Why their eyes are, and what basis their eyes are. Well, the Gemara begins their eyes are. The Gemara is talking about the Shachat Sakona, where things are difficult. The Pashim Shachat Sakona for the Goyim, the non-Jewish neighbors, who wouldn't take kindly to having Nehra Hanukkah in the street. So therefore, you put it inside. This is what Tosafot says, and therefore Tosafot comments. Not so necessary to be so meticulous that we should lighten our garments gloomily against God, or people stop walking in the street. Because of the solstice, nowadays, we light indoors anyway. And if you light indoors anyway, there's no need to hurry up and light while people are still in the street, because they don't have a period of lighting indoors. So, as long as people are off and out, it makes no difference when they light. So I thought. However, the tour, quoting this thing, says, nonetheless, it's preferred that we light in the original time while people are still walking in the street. And one may wonder, why is it preferred? Perhaps because of the reason not even the mitzvah. We should always try to do things more quickly, that's sort of true. But the impression today by the tour is more than that. Indeed, the Ramah in Dr. Moshe gives away the secret. I said it about. And in the time of the tour, even though they did not light out in the street, as the Gemara requires, nonetheless, they would light near the doorway on the inside. Since it was in the inside of the doorway, it would not arouse the ire of our non-Jewish neighbors. At the same time, says the Ramah Dr. Moshe, it was somewhat visible to people who attend law, Catholic law. It wasn't out in the street, everybody can see it clearly, but being right near the door and the inside, it could be seen at certain times by the Catholic law. Therefore, writes Dr. Moshe, the Ramah, it was still important for the tour to have the candles lit at the time that people were passing by on the street to maximize the system they need as much as possible. Although they were able to do it in the street from the fear of the wrath of the non-Jewish community, still they were able to do it near the door on the inside, and to be a certain measure of discrimination from the people passing by, and therefore should be done as early as possible so that the people from the outside would see the their kind. That's that was true as part of Rabbeinu Atur. Rabbeinu Atur is, as I said before, the 1300s. But now after Ramah, the 1500s. Now, that things have changed even more dramatically. And now that we like the menorah all the way inside, and what he calls the Beit HaHoreh, in the area which is kept very warm in the wintertime, nowhere near the front door, all the way inside, and it's absolutely invisible from the street. Now that Ramah, it makes no difference what you like. Some people are walking in the street, or people stop walking in the street, it's irrelevant. Because it's lit so far in. But what changed? What changed is that they used to light either in the street as a tefa, just to the left as you walk in on the outside. In the tourist time it changed, and they lit in the same place on the left side walking in, but on the inside. Now, it was moved all the way in. Let's now return to our original point. So why did it change from the original custom whereby, according to the Bali Atosin, only one person lived, and the one person lived only when one was raised? Because the Hajjman and the Hajjman superseded the Hajjman. Could you have me also know how many candles are being lit? The answer is twofold. In the time of the Gemara, the Gemara, even the time of Tosfos and the Torah, when they lit inside, near the doorway, they were still achieving Kisumanisha for the Catholic fire. It was impossible to do any difference for two reasons. Reason number one, as I mentioned earlier, not everybody knows how many people live in the town. People have asked them on the street, they don't know how many members there are in the household. So they see eight candles, they all know that they is assigned 1, 2, 4, 8. So therefore it became necessary to write only from 1 to 8 and no more. Reason number one. Reason number two. Lest you suggest that the light different menorahs in different places, it's possible. Why is it possible? Because you have the light of the menorah within that tefah. There's only one very small restricted area, which is the palm of the man. There's a light there, and in that one little area, it's going to be impossible to distinguish between menorah 1 and menorah 2. It all looks like one moment together, those in the tefah. And therefore, once again, those who pass by and see have no clue what that continent is, based upon all hotspots of cameras they see, all over the tefah, and not knowing how many people live in the house, no way. So therefore, the tour folks would say, we have to follow the Hajj and the Hajj, and forget about the Hajj. Can't do it. Nowadays things turn upside down. Nowadays you have all the way in. So the only ones who see the Ner Hanukkah are the people who are in the house. The people who are in the house at home know how many people live in the house. Someone asks you, how many people are living at home? I hope you know the answer. So therefore, for the people who are at home, who Mr. Tumanis is now intended, if they see 24 candles, they'll know. Either the 8th night is the 3 people in the house, or the 3rd night is 8, or the 4th night is 6, the 5th night is 4, and there are multiple people go on and on and on. They'll figure it out, because they know how many people live in the house. Number one. Number two. Since we no longer have the restriction of lighting all the candles within one tefah, because the light far away from the doorpost in any event, you can therefore have various menorahs separated from each other. I'll put one here, and one here, and one here. So then, it'll be obvious to everybody what the night is, even if you happen to be a guest in the house, you have no clue how many people live in that house. Nonetheless, just look. You'll see, here's a menorah with 5 candles, here's a menorah with 5 candles, here's a menorah with 5 candles, far away from each other. You know what? There's not a time. Couldn't do that in the old years. You've got to be old and be within the tefah. But that's the only one for the dinner tomorrow of Pesach Pesach. Now that we can't perform it anywhere, because it's Sarkana, or the greater Sarkana, presumably, we may as well fulfill the Mahajan and the Hajj is their Mahajan. The rights of our Rabbi God. When did this begin? When did this practice begin? So, no. When did it change? This change from lighting on the inside of the doorway, sliding all the way inside. We must survive. Instead of moving from outside to inside, because of Sarkana, the non-Jewish entity, we must survive. And things got worse, deteriorated in certain parts of Europe. Even lighting on the inside of the doorway would be a cause of Sarkana. And they would have moved all the way in. When did it happen? We don't know. Presumably it happened some time between the time of the tour was written and the time of their apology. Dr. Moses, somewhere in between. When was it? They try to determine where are the first sources. This is what I came up with. Remember we started discussing the whole issue of the Shabbat being the cause of so many problems of our Torah. by reinterpreting the Ma'ajrin to mean that each and every person lights a candle for himself. It is not found anywhere in the Rishonim. Well, I said before, so too. I was able to find this custom of lighting each and every person a candle for himself before the Rishonim. It comes from a source which is perhaps one of the most significant sources of the Rambam, especially in the Hagen, especially in the Hagen's country, what we call Ashkenaz, Ashkenazi custom, and that is the Sefer Ma'aril. The Ma'aril lives, you get it, between the two and the Rambam. Those who have to know the tour quantity, when I read a little bit, looked up a little bit of the history book, the tour was minister in, I think, from Scotland, 1340, which is 14th century, and then Ariel was minister in 1427, almost 100 years later, and there are more lived. Flourished 100 years after that. Already in the time of the Ma'aril, the custom was called the intake of Ma'aril, and the Shulah of Ma'aril was also that everybody lies for himself. The Ramah didn't make it up. If the Galilee of the Sabbath was an attack against the Ramah, the Ramah was stuck. They go get the Ma'aril, he knows what it is. If you know about the Ma'aril, he was very much into the Holy Astra, he didn't want to change anything. Moving in the negative, nothing. So, where did it come from? Why did it happen? So my theory is, that I can't prove to you, is that this custom of having every person light for himself was an attempt to extend the logic which we called it earlier from the Maharabi tribe. I don't know what you live here, before or after that. It doesn't matter. To extend that logic. The Maharabi tribe was trying to demonstrate that the Mahajan in a Mahajan does not constitute a forfeiture of the Mahajan. And he explained, because you can put it in separate places and from other people from the household. So what better way to designate that each and every menorah, if you will, is a separate count, and it should not make the mistake of counting them all together. What better way can there be than having each and every menorah lit by a different person? In other words, in theory, we could have the same meaning of the Rambam. One person lights 20 candles. No, like 4, 4, 4, 4, 4. Five different menorahs, and we don't put 4 sizes. But you know, people come over get it. They'll say, oh, I don't know why you're taking 40. Why is skipping one? I guess because one wants to melt the other, you know, we're going to do the gap. So put 4 here and 4 here, instead of going to go away, because I can find people who make silly mistakes. So therefore, one might even in that case interpret that it's really a different knife than a skip. Whatever you can interpret. So in order to hammer all the point that it's the fourth night of their 5 separate lightings to their 5 people, what better way could it be than that the 5 different people in the house light separately, each one for himself? It seems to me this is how the custody vow of the Ma'aril, which, as far as we know, this exists effectively before it, in the time of the story. But the Ma'aril made it up. It was reporting on a change which existed already in an intervening century. I can't, that's why I don't know. So, I looked up in history books to see, was my theory correct? Was the situation of the Jewish people deteriorating in the time of the Ma'aril? And the answer was yes. That's a very, very brief little one conference here that I really upset. Going out of his life, it was terrible, and the feminism when he lived, he told me, he's the one who gave the name to the Austrian Empire, the Eric Adonis, the land of the blood, and it was the drums and the persecution. So certainly stands to reason that it was during that period of time that they had to move the candles out from inside his door, but all the way in. And once it was all the way in, as you mentioned before, it is not possible for them to go to the Hadron and the Hadron, as the Maharani tribe said, because A, it's a heck of the people in the house, and B, is you can separate and talk from each other. Yes, and I really see how different people like them or that might understand it. Maybe I hypothesis. Well, back to the original question. But isn't it a problem of us all? Very nice, beautiful theory, but still a problem of us all. Well, if it is, it goes back to the Mario. Because Mario didn't say that any, that you make only one wrong. Didn't say either way, as a matter of fact. Even in our law, in some way, finding out, does not spell out that every person makes a wrong. But by not saying to the contrary, the impression is conveyed that a wrong is being made by every individual. So far, you've talked about the nature of the mitzvah of their comic from the perspective of the basic mitzvah, the Yishuvetzah, the Mahajir, and the Mahajir Ben Amran. I'd like to devote the second half of this year to something perhaps even more basic, which is what really is the nature of the mitzvah of their comic? What is it really? Well, the Gemara tells us what it is. Mary is the base of it. And you have no house. You're homeless. You have no house. Is there a requirement to light that Hanukkah? Except that can't go to it. You have no house. Others that want to buy it. Can't help it. Well, no. There's no requirement in the first place. No house. No obligation. I'll give you one more example. And it's interesting that Tulsus in the second Sukkah seems to compare their Hanukkah in some extent to this bit I'm not allowed to mention now. Well, who knows what there is? Who knows what the key is that? It's the mitzvah of Mizuzah. Mizuzah. The Gemara has an expression, mezuzah kol ba'tadah. The mezuzah is the obligation of the dweller. So too, according to Moses, is Hanukkah, near Hanukkah, a kol ba'tadah. It is the incumbent upon the dweller, dwelling in a home. You have to all get an obligation. You have to all. It's obligation to put on the mezuzah. We have an obligation, but there is this, we have to all be considered an obligation to begin with. The question then really is there any personal obligation upon every individual concerning the mission of their kind? Is there any personal obligation that every individual must fulfill personally? Aside from the obligation upon the household of marriage to marriage. That is the question. Some of you may have been in attendance 2 years ago when I was privileged to stay and see here in the same forum. I spoke about the possibility of a mitzvah of re'iyah panera. Of seeing the candle. The context that was those who may remember, those who were here, the Gemara tells us in the Sefer Shabbos that women are obligated in their Hanukkah to optic only of all of my days. At first glance, their obligation should be identical to that of men. Yet it is the rural. It's been incorporated, I and A, Walt is older, Shmuel, and I'm not sure really who he was. It was a great honor. And the older Shmuel said that the obligation of women is not acceptable to that of men. And we tried at the time to figure out how can that be? How can it be different? And we hypothesized and theorized at that point in time that maybe the child is about that women are obligated to pursue Mitzvah. But pursue Mitzvah is not identical to the core of Mitzvah, the Mitzvah itself. Pursue Mitzvah, the core Mitzvah, and not a major, is to do something. Whatever you're doing, it's obvious to any onlooker what you are doing. Consuming it to the masses. He gave the example of the Megillah, where his quote from the Bahá'í, women are obligated to shmiya not kriya, hearing and not even silent. Now, the negative suggests, because it's not obvious to everybody that when one walks to shul a person is in fact saying to the Megillah. That is correct. How so? Shomea ka'oles. The Shomea ka'oles for London, not for obvious. And therefore, may not be considered to be presumed as far as Korea, but only as far as Korea. We'll go into that legend discussion right now. So, we suggested a couple years ago that comparable to Korea, to Shmia and Korea respectively, are Rikia and Lava. The name of all the Shri, I'm saying that. But so that's the fact that they don't know, but it's still the same week. And then it's possible that the Shri and the Rikia, which are obvious to everybody when someone's listening and someone's looking, that's for Sumeri. But the basic myths of Kriya and Purim and Lava on Chayra, this graph is not excluded in the Aftei of the learning. How then can a woman buy a narcotic for a man? That's the concept of the Gemara in the Dr. Shabbos. But the answer is exactly the same before. That this is a narcotic, it's not a personal obligation. Rather, it is a household obligation. Any ner which has we'll call a house shem their character, which is status of their character, suffices to enable all members of the household to discharge their obligation of their situation. So and so, according to one view of the Shulchan Aruch, even the candle of a kata, as long as the yiyah l'chinuch, suffices. As opposed to the yiyah with the makata is not called that. So the revelation is what I'm explaining. When it comes to the mitzvah of the Aranaka, that's a personal obligation. The law that the Shem the Aranaka is going up, the cost of Gila, it doesn't perhaps create the Shem the Aranaka. As opposed to the Gila with a personal obligation. So the day of the Easter is also the Kala Shem the Aranaka. But why? Because you have an obligation to have to do the Easter. What's that called? Re-ian, the city. I'd like to discuss with you for a few moments whether this whole thing is true. Is there such a thing as a mitzvah of Re'iyah? Does it exist? Well, the Gemara tells us in the Sabbath Shabbat that on the lower end, some of the season at Hanukkah make two brachos, the first night and one stop in the night. In other words, they don't say Bahadlik. They say only Shalasa Nisi Lava Sehu Bahadlik Manajah. So often, right in mind, Mahalat before, because Shalasa Nisi is a Brahma on Kirtume Nisi. So there's a major dispute amongst the Bhaktis as to exactly when is this Brahma said. When is the Brahma that you wrote? Many Rishon said the only time that a Rohan makes a Brahma is if that is exclusive fulfillment of the mitzvah that night. Namely, he is homeless, does not give the alcohol, or does not hold in his home for Israel. And so there's no other fulfillment that night of the mitzvah that night. But the only fulfillment that he has is seeing the Ner Hanukkah, and by seeing the Ner Hanukkah, he fulfills a certain measure of Kriyas Shema. So then the draw is made on the radio itself. However, if someone in his household is lighting for a home, let's say his wife is lighting at home, and he is away from home, and he sees it there coming up, then, according to this view, it is not permissible for him to make a bracha on seeing the candle. Not allowed. Why? Because his obligation was already discharged at home. Since some of this man already at home, there is no additional obligation. The entire business that Hanukkah has already been fulfilled by his wife, by at home. She lived, she made the object, she made the business, and the first time she made the piano, finished. There's nothing left. And if he can't get a bracha subsequently, he is in violation of bracha without problem. On this disagreement, the Shulchan Aruch appears to be a sphere between Tav Reish Ayin Vav and Tav Reish Ayin Zayin at this very point. Mr. Gura calls. What are they arguing about? It seems that they're arguing at this very point. We mentioned before. Is there a personal mitzvah? If there is no personal mitzvah, only in front of the household, and my household, the candles are already lit, so that what gets me to air, I can't make any more brachas now. It will be a bracha without problem. However, if there is a personal mitzvah, which would be presumably re'iyah l'neir, seeing the candle, then even though the marriage you made has been fulfilled in my house, nonetheless I am permitted to light the menorah now. And when I'm lighting the menorah now, take a step back, I'm permitted to make a bracha on the menorah that I see on a different town of my home. Because I have a personal obligation of seeing the name. So right. The Shulchan Aruch wants to go further. What happens is on a city which is inhabited exclusively by non-Jews. In my house, they're lighting for me. I'm desperately looking to see it at night. I look at the streets, I look at the window, I look at the camp. Then, the Shulchan Aruch, not a first time in dying, I can light a menorah with a bracha, even though I'm ready to have my household obligation discharged at all. How can that be? The answer is, she assumes that there is an obligation, a personal obligation, of Rabbiya Ter Hanukkah, which can be discharged on two ways. Preferably by seeing someone else's menorah. But if they ask for any menorah in town, the only way to see a menorah is by the result. And then it can even warrant the problem. So they have a basic and fundamental question as to whether there exists or not a mitzvah, a personal mitzvah of their kind, over and above the householder. This being said, we can focus on one last point, which is, we spoke earlier about the terrible possibility that I will draw up a brothel in my home. Because the basic obligation is discharged, and now the right influence only either, there's no wrong on either. So the Mahavir, we quoted earlier, has a very simple you look very carefully at the Sharafina and the Shaguri of the line, that it goes down the line. The same people are in lockstep. They say that there's no mitzvah over here. There's no mitzvah to see the candles as separate and independent mitzvah. And they also say, La Bokamina, that you don't have the power to stand on the altar. And those who say that you do have the power, say, I will not be open, are the ones who maintain that it is a separate and independent mitzvah for you. How do we pass them our law? What's the bottom line? So the Mishnah Brura is very equivocal. He says that those who walk in the line of Kabbalah and not to be open, they're off base, they're off door to stack them up. So my law seems to go a little bit of that along those lines, but it's nonetheless better not to rely on them. Hard to rely on the view that this Kabbalah works. Why? The Mishnah Brura has a sheet of stuff. And it's hard to rely on the view which maintains that there is a separate mitzvah for you. He said that if the candle lives in you in your home, you shouldn't really not make a problem on the Riyah Kaneret which you experience personally. Now back to square one. If there's no possibility of our local life, but one of the first way of doing things, that's the one of the law things. Because we can't guarantee that this is our idea. Go back to the beginning. Flesh and brawl of our law. The mind will took care of itself. He took care of the problem by advancing this idea of Kabbalah law things, which we assume is based upon this every year. Which has earlier sources. Look at the earlier sources. The more that I can say, and the Mishnah Rabbi, during the time of all non Jews, even if you're in your house, you still light the candles to make the rock. That's the Shulman of the Prophet Shine Block. Excuse me, where's the Prophet Shine Black? The Prophet Shine Block, the Shulman of the Prophet Shine Block. But if the Shulman of the Prophet Shine Block is not willing to accept that with open arms, it has to be allow the custom to go on without comment, that everybody likes themselves is only with a draw. And I believe the only answer is another Gogol who lives in between the Mamaril and the Ramah, Hakim. He was the Truma Kadesh. The Truma Kadesh, written by one of his great earlier, Rabbi Yisrael, he seems to say that every person lacks for himself, yes, but he does not mention anything about Kabbalah Shalom. What then do you do with the wrong? I believe that if they were going to the conclusion, that's all the way out. That if the Truma Kadesh is assuming, I don't know how good it is, that while ordinarily you cannot make a brach on a Hebrew mitzvah, Chanukah is an exception. Chanukah is an exception presumably because the Hebrew mitzvah is not subjective, and the Hebrew mitzvah is universally accepted. The Hebrew which we find in the Talmud of Ner Ish, of Ner Lechalef of the Ephod, was accepted by everybody. It was not just a personal piety on behalf of certain seasons. It was accepted by everybody. And although I'm not quite sure what the word for it is, it seems that the true intention is still that such a either one of the draw. Just to give you an example, it goes even further, Kineger, and it should suggest that if a person made a mistake, and he lit four candles on the fifth night, and then he went away, and half an hour later, someone says, what do you do? You don't lit four candles, what are you doing? I forgot it's the fifth night, I'm going to light another candle. Kineger suggests, you light the fifth candle, and maybe even, believe it or not, make a problem. Here's this law. Law of either victim, apparently, since Mahaj had been a Mahajan, it's found in the dog, in the tunnel dog, it's kept by everybody, the name of law of the brahma. If this is true, then the brahma will not follow the problem that was raised by the Adi Masak, the brahma of the Rav Ashukhan, is solved. But as I mentioned before, if this is true, the kid is gone off, and if he had brahma on a healer in his dog, but it seems to me that it's a simple reading of the Ramah. Because Ramah doesn't say, listen to the Yahweh Kabbalah from Allah says, the Yahweh Shabbat doesn't know what this was all about. So to summarize, we discussed two major topics that are fundamental topics, not with every detail, basic. The first was the Mitzvah evolved there to Lego, Mahajrin, and then Mahajrin, Mira Mahajrin, and it was in whether Mahajrin and Mahajrin supersede Mahajrin or superimposed upon Mahajrin. And we get the idea of the Tosfos and the Rambam, and how they are both able to change things completely, and everybody likes each man for himself. Based on the Maharani Prague, and the various changes will force upon Dr. Shaw to move from outside to inside to all the way inside. And then, so we conduct a very critical question of how do you overcome the problem of Brahma Labakala? Which led to an analysis of an equally critical question, is there a personal application upon every individual in conjunction with the Kamakura, only a household application? And we explain, if it's a personal obligation of Riyah, then it can be what we call a Kabbalah Shalom Abbas. If it's only a household obligation, we assume it cannot be a Kabbalah. There are other differences which emerge from this fundamental distinction. Is a person required to make an effort to see their time? The person fulfills his household obligation by his parents running at home. He has to go and look for him. Look for that answer. If the answer is yes, if we knew definitively, we would make a problem. That's not a suggestion. We cannot answer yes definitively, but we're not sure the answer is no either. So it's worthwhile for an individual to look at least to see if he's a candle, because drama is an anonymous. The other goes far to say that you're by yourself, you should like a menorah, which is not a problem. Something wrong with Barker. I'll mention one point that was something happened in a specific context. What happens if a person whose family is in America and he or she is in Eritrea? Can you fulfill the obligation, Ner Shuvenko, by the candle which is lit 6 or 7,000 miles away? Not so much the miles of that town, it would be straight up north and south, it wouldn't matter. But east and west, it's the wrong time. You know, or I can just make it to make it leather. You know that in your house, they don't have a menorah, at least you live in California. They don't have a menorah until 9 o'clock at night. So what's 9 o'clock at night? 7 o'clock in the morning? The wrong time. In the morning, I'm not sure. New York is going to take a shot and juggle a little bit. So what's it is? Well, the other way around. Families in Eretz Yisrael are running out of them. And so is the wrong time. So that happened until the day before. What do you think? So I saw this Shaila and the Shubat Mincha Yitzchak by Dying Bayat, Gaila Parayat in Yisraelim. He said, well, if you look, you'll see the Machlokas between the Bach and the Lord of Rome, says, whether they're having a commitment exclusively on alcohol or whether it's a personal obligation as well. He says, look, if it's an obligation on the household, you ought to. You must do all kinds of make a difference. Your household is right for that household. If it's a personal obligation, then it's not like you say you have to write by yourself. Hey, the truth. You look at the moment of all that three parts that you get. This is the first obligation to life by yourself. If you look at the original source of the fact, it's quite clear, right? That if indeed there is a personal obligation, the nature of that personal obligation is only to see the canon, not the life. That is no canon, that's a license. But if you see it, it's good enough. So it seems to me that the person in there is Toronto. It would not be necessary to light a candle. It's enough to see a candle, which is lit by somebody else, a friend or neighbor. And this is why you have a personal obligation, even if it exists, it's being discharged by seeing the candle. The house obligation is discharged in America. My hour is up for the sheer chelik halach. I'm not sure if it's a second chelik or not this year. So I'm not sure. I'm just going to be very brief. That's why I'm going to be brief. Zvara Shkaka based upon what we just said. Yeah, which is a mitzvah in a household, and a mitzvah for a house, which is a mitzvah on the individual. The mitzvah in a household is not law. It's the life. There is your anchor. The mitzvah of the individual is a mitzvah of Re'iyah, mitzvah to see. And I have to suggest on the Ashkar that this is for us an important lesson. The Jewish household married to a baker. Every home is an important unit. Each baker, the expression came from Chumash Shmos. The family unit is the building block of father's girl. And therefore, when every family lights, what it really means is that father's girl is lighting. The Mishnah Mosa, every family, every household lights. An individual, however, a private citizen, reflect individuality. Every person has given their own individuality and does the mitzvah perhaps on a personal level. The main thrust of that mitzvah is Re'iyah. What this means is that a private individual is obligated primarily to look and see what the cloud is doing, to see how cloud control and the Mishpachot are conducting themselves, and to gain inspiration and guidance from the Kabbalah. Generally speaking, a private citizen, not in the context of the crowd, of the household, of the institutions of Kabbalah itself, but attempt to do things which go far beyond Re'iyah, beyond seeing what's there, trying to enter it and trying to perform it and fulfill it and enhance it. But rather than trying to make new things that which we have in heaven. As a matter of fact, if you look very carefully in the Medrash Rabbah, Medrash Tanhuma, in Parashat Nava, which we're reading for next week from Hanukkah, you will see between the lines. As a Chazal comment, that our stages, our Muhammad, were not hasty to introduce innovation. And it's precisely because of their general attitude opposing innovation that in a rare case that innovation is introduced, that it has to be accepted. The example that has been given, the introduction of this, is that radical. And so, especially focusing on the Hanukkah itself, as we think about this, about the great legacy that we have, Minhagim and Drosha, going back to the Ma'aril, the Ramah, that we follow the Buddha of Chachamim, even after this whole year is over, we're not completely sure where it comes from. And what a basis. This idea of the individual being a Rohe and the cloud being a Malik is something which is important in all times, in all places, but a special meaning in our time and place. See all kinds of calls for various innovations, various changes, in all areas of life, in all from ritual law to marital law to parlor, the way she was around, the way shuls operate, all kinds of changes. Individuals, I want to make a change. We have to think twice and more than twice before we counted in such innovation. This is a fundamental lesson of American. The individual must think the Tavira Yeshiva, the general obligation of the Tavira has to be a role. To watch, see what came before, to see what Klal Yisrael traditionally conducted itself. And the Klal, led by Chachamim, going back to the Medrash and Hanukkah, Yaakov Avinu, and to the Chachamim of Esau, who included their Hanukkah, they have times when they need to do certain changes for good reason. And we are duty bound as individuals to follow their ordinances, their advice, their counsel. This, I believe, is an Hashkafa which emanates from the halakhic analysis which we saw earlier. My tefillah, that we will be proper Rohe and Madligim, individually and collectively, respectively. And in this book, we should merit the change that we're all looking for. The change from Golos to Geula to Mehera to Meinonim.